Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about almost since the beginning of the show. I encourage you to check them out and join their group and join the fight that they're putting up for you and me out here on Main Street. Pete, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So I want you to give us a little bit of an update on what the Senate did at the end of December. We've talked about the fact that they passed the SECURE Act. And you can weigh in on that a little bit if you want to. But also, what we haven't reported on is that they repealed the Cadillac tax. And I want you to tell us what that was and what happened.
Yes. This was all part of a new what's called Bipartisan Budget Act. What that essentially means is that Congress, once again, broke its promise to stick to the spending caps it agreed to in 2018 and 2017 and 2014 and 2013. This is a perpetual exercise. Congress can't seem to get its spending under control. Well, there are a few silver linings to packages like these because they tend to be magnets. They attract all kinds of other smaller proposals because it's usually the last train leaving the station for fiscal policy in a given year. And such was the case in 2019 with the Bipartisan Budget Act. There were a number of tax provisions hung on to this otherwise terrible budget bill, and those tax provisions do have some benefits for small businesses. We, of course, do have the SECURE Act that was passed into law. It's got its ups and downs, but one of the positives, of course, is that small businesses can begin offering 401ks through a new tax credit of up to $500 for plans that are automatic enrollment-based. So that's a help for small businesses who want to offer their employees retirement benefits.
It also benefits their older workers who can give them incentive to work longer. They can contribute. Many of them can continue to contribute, and to put off of their distributions from their retirement if they don't need it. That's part of SECURE. That was a good thing. On balance, it was a good bill. It hurt a few people, but not completely. But what about the repealing of the Cadillac tax? That's one of the main things I wanted you to get to on this one.
Yeah, this was the sleeper issue. Of course, the Cadillac tax is what's called a high cost plan tax. It's been dubbed Cadillac tax because it's supposedly a tax on what are called luxury health plans. Well, luxury's in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. It's a 40% excise tax on employer plans that cost more than $10,200 in premiums per year for individuals, $27,500 for families. Now, it's been delayed several times since the tax was originally passed as part of Obamacare, close to 10 years ago now. And it's been a target because there are many high-cost plans, or high-cost as defined by the government, offered in union shops. There are many boutique types of health care plans offered by small businesses.
This is an example of where the unions got upside down with the Democrats because they liked the Cadillac plans that the Democrats were trying to tax.
Yes. And one of the problems with this tax was that those high cost thresholds I was just talking about, the $10,000 and $27,000, were not properly indexed to grow with the cost of health care, meaning more and more plans over time would be subject to this tax. And you could see a situation 10, even 20 years down the road where maybe one out of every three plans would be subject to a 40% tax.
It was going to get ugly.
Look, yes, it was going to get ugly, and we said, why not head off this situation now than create this robo-tax that would eventually trap a lot of people later?
As Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud.
That's right. That's right. And Congress did that. So, again, a silver lining to an otherwise pretty dismal and cloudy budget bill.
Unfortunately, though, Pete, what happened at the end of the year is something, as you pointed out, has been happening year after year. Instead of actually accomplishing anything and working together during the year, they wait till the end of the year where the rest of us can't do any planning for that year, and they lump it all together in the last thing that they've got to do is a desperation move, and it's an example of dysfunction and bad leadership, the way they do this. It's ridiculous, folks, and America deserves better. And I'm saying that to the Republicans and the Democrats. Right back with Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.